USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine said it defended itself against a barrage of 36 rockets that Russian forces fired at areas including Kyiv, Volyn, Kirovograd, and Odessa on Saturday, wiping out power for almost 1.5 million people. Its Air Force said it had shot down at least 18 Russian cruise missiles. Odessa Regional Governor Maxim Marchenko said two rockets hit energy infrastructure, wiping out power in some areas, while Ukraine's electricity company, Ukrenergo, said repair crews were working to restore power to networks in the west of the country. In Kyiv, air raid sirens sounded in the capital as Mayor Vitaly Klitschko urged civilians to stay indoors and seek shelter. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba decried the barrage of Russian missiles aimed at critical civilian infrastructure. President Joe Biden Friday afternoon touted his student loan forgiveness plan during remarks at Delaware State University, telling students how easy it is to apply for up to $10,000 in student loan relief and up to $20,000 for those who receive Pell Grants.
Select your name, your Social Security number, your date of birth, and contact information. No forms to upload. No special login to remember.
Actor Kevin Spacey dodged a monetary bullet.
Actor Kevin Spacey dodged a $40 million lawsuit after abuse claims from Anthony Rapp in a 1986 incident were deemed unprovable. Thursday in a Manhattan court, jurors deliberated for a little over an hour before siding with Mr. Spacey. Mr. Rapp at the time was 14 years old and claimed unwanted advances and touching from 36 years ago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The community of Bristol, Connecticut remembers the two fallen officers who died while responding to a call last week that authorities characterize as an ambush. A memorial service for Bristol Police Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte and Sergeant Alex Hamsey is being held at a stadium in East Hartford Friday, where family and friends are reflecting on the officers' lives. Bristol Police Chief Brian Gould, at the start of the service, promoted both officers posthumously, and after the posthumous swearing-in, the crowd gave the officers a standing ovation. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announced Friday a memorial monument to honor the victims of the May 14th mass shooting in Buffalo. Police say Peyton Gendron is accused of opening fire with a Bushmaster XM rifle in and around the Tops Market store after traveling more than 200 miles to Buffalo from his home near Binghamton, killing 10 black people and injuring 3. Governor Hochul says the memorial will serve as a reminder to the community, but also an indication that more work on gun control should be done.
We want to do something where people remember, a place to come and reflect, a place to honor, and a place to say never again.
A federal appeals court late Friday issued an administrative stay temporarily blocking President Joe Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in federal student loans, throwing the program into limbo just days after people began applying for loan forgiveness. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.